All right, Mayor, we're going to back on the Clemson SEPA appeal, that final leg, I believe, August 28th, 2025, 4:45. Just have the testimony of one witness, limited to what half hour of direct, and that is Mrs. Edwards. And Mr. Durland, is Mrs. Edwards with us today?
I believe she should be, but I guess I'd leave that to the clerk.
I see Clint Edwards, but I don't see Megan
Okay,
Edwards.
I think that she might need to testify through his.
Oh yeah, I can change the name and everything. Here, I'll pull him over as a panelist, and then we can figure it
Perfect.
out.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Edwards, looks like we got you up on the panel, so you'll just need to unmute yourself and I'll swear you in and we'll get this done for today. There you are. Okay, still muted though. No, now you're perfect. Okay, great. Thanks, Ms. Edwards. Let me swear you in real quick. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
I do.
Fantastic, thank you. And as you're probably aware, Mr. Clemenson has a half hour to ask questions, and then the other attorneys will have a chance to ask cross, and Mr. Clemenson will have a final opportunity to do some redirect, and then I'll finish. So, with that, Mr. Clemenson, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. There's going to be no sharing, no exhibits to show during this, and we're not going to take the full half hour. This should be quick. Mrs. Edwards, really, thank you for scheduling today. I think we're all going to be happy to just to get this portion done. All right, my first question. At the time you filed for the danger tree permit on your parcel, how much open pasture existed on that parcel at the start of this project?
I don't know. I never measured it.
Okay, was there any pasture at all?
There were definite open spaces, yes,
Okay, was there
with
for
grass.
okay. Was there forest understory that was underneath those areas?
No, there were definitely cleared out areas, specifically to the north of our detached shop.
Did contractors remove any trees behind your home and its basement driveway?
From behind our house.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there were two large trees that were removed during the process.
Behind the home and the basement driveway area where the driveway curls on into the.
It was more specifically behind our house.
Okay. Have you contacted the county expressing an interest in removing the remaining stumps around the home site?
I'm not clear on your question.
Okay. So, are there remaining stumps around the home site where trees were felled, but the stumps are still there?
Yes, specifically closer to our house. There are ones in our front yard that we were not sure if our drain field would be affected. But there are multiple stumps still around our home site area, as you call it. Also along our fence line to the north of the property. And I think there might be some, there's definitely stumps still around the property.
Okay. When Ms. Vader produced your first site plan, did you examine it to confirm that the basic features like the building locations, gravel areas, and clearing limits were accurate?
No, we put our full trust in her as she was the expert. We're not engineers.
Did you walk with her to the area behind your home and shed?
I believe we walked, I would say, the entire property that was available, not heavily wooded with Ms. Vader.
Okay. Did you indicate to her what areas had been cleared?
I think it was pretty evident at the time when she came out what areas had been cleared. So I don't remember specifically telling her.
Okay. Can you describe the process that you, the county, and your engineer went through to determine how to handle the portion of that entry road that crosses the neighbor to the north?
There was no discussion. It was noted by our surveyor that there was encroachment, but as that driveway has existed since the construction of our house, as far as we know, we did not address the entrance at all.
In July 2020, oops, I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback. In July 2021, one of the other appellants constructed a solid 7-foot cedar fence between his property and yours to block headlight and other impacts from the conversion.
I'm going to stop you right there. That was not what we were told why that fence was constructed. We were told it was to keep his dogs in. That fence was constructed before they even moved in.
It was constructed before they moved in?
Correct.
Did you express verbally at the time to any other neighbors that you were inclined to remove that fence?
To the north? No. The only time that fence was discussed with anyone was when Clint reached out to the neighbor directly, and that was through the realtor that sold the property to I'm assuming the Andersons. And that was to let him know that it was encroaching on our property during construction and that he might want to move it. That was the only time it was discussed with anyone else, as far as I know.
You never had a discussion with Caleb Keith about it?
Did I have a no?
Okay. In the meeting you attended at the DCD with county reviewers and the lead appellant, so this would have been in December 2024. The appellants proposed that they move the entrance to your parcel from the easement by about 20 feet in order to alleviate the encroachment on that northern neighbor. The appellant's purpose was to, for the proposed realignment was to reduce impacts from the conversion. And that proposal is seen in A99, Exhibit
89. So you're talking about a proposal that you brought up?
Yes, that was discussed at that December 2024 meeting. Mm-hmm. And you seemed staunchly opposed to the idea at the time. Could you tell us why?
Yeah, because we are not addressing that issue with this permit. This permit is not about correcting a driveway encroachment that has existed for over 20 years.
Okay. What was your general reaction to the county's feedback about impact mitigations in that meeting at the DCD in December 2024?
Can you be more specific, please?
Well, there were a lot of impact mitigations discussed in that meeting. Did you have any general reaction to the discussion about the impacts in that meeting?
No, I think, based on what we were told with the SEPA decision and the fact that we were going into that meeting to discuss taking the clearing of our easement off the permit, that's what we went in to discuss.
What verbal agreements have you and your husband made with the county reviewers over the course of your discussions with them?
Verbal agreements? Anything that's been an agreement has been in writing.
Okay, so there hasn't been any verbal meetings in which you came to a verbal agreement about something with Mr. Heacock or Mrs. Olson, perhaps?
We were all at that meeting. I think everything that was verbally discussed was then addressed in the acceptance letter that was reissued.
Okay. And no agreements came out of prior meetings with the county over the previous years?
I think every agreement was then addressed with an email in writing.
So in other words, none of these discussions with the DCD there was never a verbal agreement about permit conditions such as tree buffers that didn't get reflected eventually in something written by the county.
No, every agreement that was discussed was in writing. I think there's been some confusion about that, and I'm actually not clear on all of that. I wasn't here for, earlier today.
Okay, understood. Has the DCD ever told you that you would not need to mitigate any impacts because the neighboring forests are themselves an adequate buffer?
But Mr. Examiner, I'd kind of just launch a general objection to this line of questioning. I believe we were going to limit it to the condition of the property and some of the efforts to mitigate the impacts. This kind of seems to get into a lot of kind of conversations back and forth that I believe we've already addressed.
Yeah, I think you're correct, Mr. Durland. Mr. Clemenson, are you headed towards the project impacts here?
This is the final question.
Your last question?
Yeah. Okay. This is the final question.
It's the last one. Go ahead.
Okay. I've tried to trim this down because we've gotten a number of answers from others here that we don't need to continue it. So one of the concerns here is that the DCD has limited impacts or limited mitigations for the impacts because of the fact that the neighboring forests, including the easement drive, are in existence as mature trees. Has DCD ever made comment to you about the fact that because these trees exist on neighboring properties that you would not need to mitigate impacts on yours, like put in buffers?
Sure. So my understanding with these buffers is it's not actually a code compliance issue. This is just a, for lack of a better term, pacifier to appease complaining neighbors.
Okay. That was my final question. I really thank you, Mrs. Edwards, for helping us get through this today so we don't have to come back tomorrow.
Okay. Ms. Oda, do you have any questions?
I think, Phil, you were a little quiet on that last part. Could you repeat it?
Oh, that's odd. Ms. Oda, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions for Ms. Edwards.
Okay. Mr. Durlin?
No questions.
All right. Ms. Edwards, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule today to answer questions. And I'm glad that was nice and short for you. So not everyone else was quite that lucky. So thanks again for participating today. So let's get straight to the written closings then. Mr. Clemenson, how much time do you need to write up yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to be absent for a week here in early September. So that's the issue. In conjunction with my eyesight, I tend to be very slow in writing. This has taken a huge toll on my day job work. I was going to ask to have the opening closing brief to all of you by that week of September 22nd to 26th, somewhere in there. We're not hearing you, Ms.
All right. So does anyone have any objections over a September 26th due date?
No, nothing from the county.
Okay. No objection.
Any problems with that? Okay. And let's see. So, and then I take it we can have the county and an applicant provide a response brief at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yep.
How much time do you need for a response brief?
Sorry, just looking at my calendar.
Sure.
Let me see. So we could, at least for my part, I could get something turned around by the week of the 29th. Oh, sorry, I'm not picking up your microphone.
I don't know why that's happening. I'm sorry.
I think you're back.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very strange. Okay. So you said the following week you could have a response?
No, I believe that. Sorry. My mistake. I was looking at the 15th to the 19th. Probably the first week in October, then the 6th.
Okay. All right. So Mr. Clemson's brief is due the 26th, and you're saying the 6th, which gives you a week then to provide a response. That's enough. Okay, is that good with the county? October 6th.
If possible, could we just make it the 10th of October?
Okay, no objection there.
Mr. Clemenson, then yours would reply brief due a week later, the following Friday, the 17th.
So I'm going to be in Montana that following week. So I'd ask for one more week. I'd ask, I hate pushing this out, but I'd ask until the 24th, if at all possible.
Objections over that?
No.
To the 24th?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what it has to be for the schedule.
I'll send out an email to confirm. As I said, I'll also, just to kind of facilitate Mr. Clemenson sort of focusing on the SEPA review standards, I'm also going to give a prior SEPA decision I wrote up that kind of outlined standards I think that kind of fit this case as well. Again, people can disagree with my findings and argue different points, but that's just to provide some guidance to Mr. Clemenson. So we're all kind of focused on those SEPA review standards. So I think with that, we're finally done. And since you're having trouble hearing me, I won't say much more. And it's also after 5 o'clock. So I'm sure you all just want to get out of here. And I appreciate all your patience. And we're adjourned for today. I look forward to your briefing. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.